Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to check out the blog. We've been tracking the blog traffic, and you know what, folks? You've been using the heck out of the blog. We appreciate that very much. We found out recently that you've been that when you go to see that when you go to the blog, when you use the blog, that the average user of our blog is using 10 to 15 different components of the blog. You're calling up 10 to 15 different pages that's part of the blog, and that's really makes me happy, because that makes me think, makes me believe that the things that we do to try to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, that you're using it to your advantage. And I'm really happy about that. And so check that out. The blog's on the homepage. You can also, we'll send it to you if you don't want to come get it, or if it makes it easier for you, whatever. But please check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com and all the other things you can do there as well. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. This is an hour of great Americans. We just interviewed Dr. Price Cobbs, a great American. And now we have another great American on the show. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, is a senior consultant with the U.S. Mission out of the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, Iraq. You know who she is. She's been on the show many times before. She's one of the great Americans who's gone to Iraq, put her life on hold, her professional life on hold here in the United States, to go to Iraq and to help those people, to help our military to accomplish their job, which is to get the Iraqi people into an economy and a government that they can manage themselves. And they couldn't do it without June Reed. June, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure always.
It's good to have you back. It's so good to hear your voice, June.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's very kind.
Okay. June, give us a little tour. We know that there's still violence going on in Iraq. Americans are every week, Americans are dying and being hurt over there. There's still a lot of trouble over there, but that's what we hear in the news. Of course, the facts are the facts. When someone dies, that's a fact. That's a statistic. That's a human life lost. But in terms of the whole country and the things that are going on and where the progress is being made over there, give us your sense of how things are.
Well, there are many, many things that no one actually ever hears about or hears about just sporadically in the news in the United States. There are reconstruction projects that are coming to fruition in electricity, in water. We are increasing the infrastructure for oil. I think that we have rebuilt many, many schools and supplied them with computers and with school supplies. We have trained teachers. We are building healthcare clinics. We are supporting hospitals with equipment, bringing back doctors, training nurses. So very important essential services are mounting up the dollars that the good American people have provided for the rebuilding of Iraq, are giving it a very good, fine jump start. And the best news also is that Americans do not know is that the Iraqi government is committed to doing these things too. They are spending their own money for doing many projects. We are shifting from the very large projects now to very small, much smaller projects that deal with individuals on a day-to-day basis, hooking up the electric facilities that we are combining to their homes. The Iraqi government in the provincial areas are making decisions about specific essential services that they are providing for their own people. We are working with them. They are actually leading this effort. They identify the priority for the projects that best provide services to the people in the local areas. There's a great deal of coordination and cooperation going on through all of the groups that are here, including the World Bank, the Brits, all the MNFI forces, and the other civilians in the United States government.
I read
is very good news.
In your opinion, is the sometimes it's hard for us to really get a good perspective on this, June, as we're going to go to a break in a few seconds. But before we do, in your opinion, is since the election in December, has violence, how has been the level of violence? Has it gone down? Has it gone up? Has it been about the same? What do you think?
Well, I think that it certainly did drop after the election precipitously. And now it has creeped up a bit, but it is still below the average levels from this summer and this fall.
Say a year ago or so.
It is still well below those levels. Yes, absolutely.
Stand by, June. Quick break. Right back with June Reed, a great American in Baghdad. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate and... we're visiting with our good friend June Reed, a great American, senior consultant at the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office, which is part of the U.S. mission in Baghdad, in Iraq, actually. I keep saying Baghdad because that just happens to be where she is. But, folks, June Reed travels all over the nation of Iraq. June, and where have you been lately?
Well, actually, I was just down in the south, very south part of the country, just even south of Basra, which is one of the largest cities in the south, mm-hmm. to the ports, Unkasar and Kaz, looking at the port facilities there in Iraq, which are, of course, all important for import-export, as well as the two terminals that are out in the water area, not on the dock itself, for oil.
What's it like in those part in those exterior, those outer parts of the country, not in the, you know, Baghdad is part, a lot of people may not realize this, but Baghdad is part of the Sunni triangle. It's part of the where most of the insurgents find their strength and their passion, and it's where many of them are from. But out in the other parts of the country, not which the majority of the country is not the Sunni triangle, how are things out there?
Well, actually, they're very different. They have very different characteristics, just as in the United States. Certain parts of the United States all have their own sort of cultural heritage and characteristics. Down in the south, it's a very interesting area. There are a lot of date palm, not in the very, very far south, but on the way to the south, there are many agricultural areas, lands. That's where the marshlands were drained, and those are coming back. In the very, very far south, there are terminals before that for gas lines and facilities, collection points, and then, of course, the seaports, which are all important. They're relatively small in terms of shoreline, but extremely important for Iraq, and it's very—it's great that it is not a landlocked country, per se.
They share the little northern tip of the Arabian Gulf, the Persian Gulf, with Kuwait and Iran,
indeed,
don't they?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
What's the attitude about you being there, about Americans being there, about their new condition in life in Iraq as Iraqis? What's their attitude in other outside of the Sunni Triangle? What do they think about all this?
Well, I think that people are extremely excited about the opportunity that they've had to vote three times to establish their own government, to have these free elections, and to be able to begin to live their lives as they see fit. The services that are being provided are taking a while to sort of reach a critical mass, but they are now, and people are very excited about that. There is a new level of civil authority here in terms of the courts. They're having their own police that are patrolling their streets, and their own Iraqi soldiers are taking charge of very specific areas, providing the security. And people see that all of this has an Iraqi face and that we are there to assist them. But they are actually taking on more and more of the decision-making in every part of their life, which is the most important. And they see that we do not want to control that, that we want them to be in charge to make their decisions. And they're, and in that sense, they are very supportive of having us there to help them. And they're very welcoming. And in fact, Baghdad itself, which has the largest population, is a very mixed in terms of ethnic society and a city. So there are many, many different groups in actuality in Baghdad, and they have been working very well together. They are trying to create a unified decision-making process for themselves to move the city forward. It has been designated by the government of Iraq as an extremely important area because there are so many Iraqis there.
June, as you see the government evolving and gaining some critical mass, as the economy is growing thanks to the work that you're doing and others, as Iraqis, you know, start to claim Iraq for themselves, do you get the feeling that that the people are becoming less tolerant and less patient, maybe less considerate of the people who would do that whole system harm, that would try to derail that process?
Yes, indeed they are. They are very tired of the fact that it is everyone who is being attacked who is involved in and supporting free society, decision-making, and the rule of law. It is not simply United States government, officials, and military. It is everyone who is standing up for the process of peace, prosperity, and the rule of law. And that is not tolerated by the general public. They have been giving more and more tips and more accurate tips and not tolerating that. There has not been a slowdown in the number of police recruits nor those for the military.
That's very important.
As well as people who continually are willing to stand up to be judges. And it's very difficult because there are people killed. Consistently killed. There are people, just the provincial governor in Fallujah was killed, provincial city council member.
And but yet, so there but yet are people individuals. But people are still stepping in to replace them, to take them to replace those jobs. When we when we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us how the economy is doing over there in Iraq. How is it from your standpoint? How are the small businesses doing over there? And she's also going to talk to us about some people that she works with that we're going to get on the show. Some Iraqi business people who are going to be on the show very soon. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, June Reed. Stay with us. She's in Baghdad, Iraq. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend and someone that I admire very much, folks, June Reed, a senior consultant in Iraq. She's helping them get the their economy going over there and doing so many things. There's no telling how many things that she's doing that there's no way I have time to tell you all of those things. Trust me, folks. I know a little bit about it, and just trust me when I tell you that she's a very important person in the lives of the Iraqis. And June, I know you've made a lot of wonderful friends over there, and I know that they admire and appreciate what you and the other folks. I know there are others over there like you who are doing what you're doing. And I, on behalf of Americans here, June, and to the degree that what you're doing is good for us, and I think it is. There's no question in my mind that it is good for Americans on many levels, on an economic level and on a security level. On behalf of Americans, June, we thank you.
Oh, well, everyone over here deserves credit who's over here and who has been over here. So on behalf of all of them, I say thank you.
June, how's the economy in Iraq?
The economy in Iraq is doing much better. I wouldn't say that it is in full bloom, but it is beginning to show very good signs that spring is here. There are indeed private sector development investments in Iraq of a whole variety of kind, including some private cement plants. There are hotels being developed. There are housing projects being developed that will be sold to individuals, not government housing. There are projects regarding cell phones and communications. There are growers in terms of produce, markets everywhere. We're looking at stimulating agribusiness. But for those that are actually here, there's a wide spectrum that is beginning to awaken in Iraq. There are many things yet to be done to assist this further, but the market economy is beginning to gain some momentum.
Are you still loaning money? Are you still loaning money for small business loans to these
folks?
Yes,
there is now $47 million outstanding and over 23,000 loans on the small
microloans. How are they doing paying them back?
100% they pay back.
Really?
No kidding. I'm not exaggerating. Less than 1% 30-day delinquencies, and these people understand loans, the obligations of them, and they're very willing to do what all businessmen do, take risks and take on the responsibility of repayment, and they do. They know the difference between a grant, a giveaway, and a loan.
Right.
And happy about that.
Now, you're going to introduce us, over the next few weeks, you're going to introduce us to some small business owners, some Iraqi small business owners who are going to be on the show, right?
Well, what I'd like to do is have some of the Iraqi businessmen who are the board on the board of the business center that is being developed here in Baghdad, and they all are in different businesses, so they have different issues to deal with, but all about business. They're all private sector business people.
And you're going to arrange for me to interview them on this show, aren't you?
Yes, I hope to have that. They'll tell you about the business center and why they wanted to be involved in that and spend so much time doing this as a volunteer when they have their own businesses to run. And they can tell you about their own businesses also and business in general.
Well, I want to work that out real soon, June, and get those people on. Let's do. I'll give you as many as you line up to talk about it to join me on the show. We'll interview them over the next several weeks and months. June, I've got about a minute left. What would you like to tell? Yeah. You have 290 million Americans at your knee right now. Every American in the country are listening to this show, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. What would you like to say to them right now?
I would like to say that I've heard some issues about how long it's taken to set up this government in Iraq, because the elections results were known at the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now been almost 2.5 months, a little less than a month and a half. This is to set up the first permanent government, duly elected fully by the people of Iraq in over 30 years. And to take 6 weeks is not really an issue. This is something that will carry the Iraqi people forward for 4 years of a solid government. And we're very excited. We feel that the first announcements will be sometime forthcoming in the next few days. And they are very excited about having their government stand that they elected, of which the United States government and its allies and many other people around the world helped make happen for them.
And you, June, and you did too as well. Thank you, June, for being here. Thanks for all you do in Iraq, and we'll see you next time. Quick break, folks. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.